Thank you. Good morning, sir, and seeing if I'm talking loud, I am talking loud because it's been told that you may not be able to hear me. So please state your name, and if you remember your ADC number, your ADC number. What is your name, sir?
Thomas Gerald Freeland.
Do you remember your ADC number from back in the day, sir?
This is Bruce Victor.
Yes, hold on a second. Yes, this is C.T. Wright with the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and we're holding a hearing, absolute discharge hearing for Mr. Thomas Freeland this morning, and I was wondering if you wish to participate in the hearing, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, sir, absolutely. What was the name of the person again, sir?
Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, first name Thomas.
Okay, is there an ADC number? Because that person's not assigned to me. Is there an ADC number on that?
Yes.
State that number again for me.
66684.
66684. Did you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thomas Freeman. Okay, here we go.
And just for the record, could you state your name just for the record, sir?
Victor Settles, F-E-T-T-L-E-S.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're just now beginning the hearing for Mr. Freeland, so if you could just hold on for a few moments, and then we will ask you for anything that you want to tell the board, sir.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Settles, Mr. Freeland, we're back to you, sir. Thank you so very much, and thanks for your patience this morning for sitting in the boardroom all morning, for both of you sitting in the boardroom. It's my understanding that you are petitioning this board for an absolute discharge, number 414. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And based on information that I see, I believe that you, your supervision actually started, back in 2014? Is that when you were released,
sir? Yeah, 2014.
Okay, and you were released on general parole?
General parole.
No home arrest, general parole.
General parole.
And so during this period since 2014 until now, how has everything been going, sir, in terms of the general parole?
Been going great. Couldn't go any better.
Well, it couldn't go any better. Well, we're glad to hear that. And just for the record, where are you living, sir? What's your address, sir?
5833 Tumbling F, Tucson Estates. Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, and how long have you been living there, sir?
Probably 2.5 years.
Since
you
got paroled.
Four years.
Okay, so who was I now with
you, sir? A dog named Pete?
Anybody else? Anything else?
No.
No, that's it? We should get out some room. Waking up this morning, a dog named Pete. Think we can make a song about that one, can't we?
I named him after my grandfather when I got him 3 years ago. He looked just like you.
Okay, sir. I won't comment on that one, sir. I won't leave that one with you, sir. Okay. It seems to me that I'm just looking at some information that's been provided to us by your senior parole officer. It seemed to me that you, and your application that you have made, that you have attended all of your AA meetings. Is that correct, sir? All of your AA meetings? You still attended AA meetings, sir?
Yes, sir. I was in right now.
Okay. Do you have
anyone I was in for 27 years.
Do you have a sponsor now? Are you a sponsor for somebody?
I'm a sponsor.
You're a sponsor.
I've been a sponsor, but I have a sponsor, too.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. That's great. And I also take note that that you're employed somewhat as a handyman and that you get your SSI in terms of income. Am I correct, sir?
I'm mostly a painter.
You're mostly a painter.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any customers, any people ask you to work for them?
They all have me to work for because I'm cheap.
Because you're cheap? Okay, yes. So why are you cheap?
I run this company.
Okay.
But I'm the only employer.
Oh, you run the company, but you're the only employer.
I'm in the double line over there, trimming a shed and all. All they do is buy the paint for $800. That's pretty cheap.
Okay, well, we'll do get your card, but I guess we can't use you because we're all the way up here. Up here, so we can't use your services, sir.
I'm right on the thing.
From all the way up here. That means that you charge us. You charge more for us up here than you would be on there. Yes, sir. I'm just kidding, sir. Okay, sir. I'm going to move on with your hearing, sir. The original offense that you had, sir, was aggravated assault, and that was, you received 25 years to life, and you also had some DWIs. What was that assault about, sir? Just for information for the board. Do you remember why you were incarcerated?
I was a drinker at that time, and I got drunk, and I had a car accident, and I crippled a man. Leonard Kotzer, he was the police chief of Mayfield. I got 2 years for the parole violation, for probation violation. I'd never been in prison before, and I got 25 to life for the assault.
So, how much did you have to drink when you had that accident, sir?
How much did I have to drink?
Yes, sir, how much did you drink alcohol? How much did you...
Beer, probably about 7 or 8, 9 beers.
Okay.
I'm not alcoholic.
You're an alcoholic, okay. So how long have you still an alcoholic, sir?
I've had a drink in 31 years.
Now you had a drink in 31 years. Suppose you and I were just sitting around with someone, just a tour of us, and I said, hey, come on here, Mr. Freeland, let's have a drink. Would you go ahead and have a drink with me?
I have a flavor pop. You can have a drink.
Oh, okay, yes, sir.
Well, I would know how you had a lot of pop rocks, and a lot of people drink their wine, and they have beer. I drink a flavor pop.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Yes, sir. Now, at the time of this accident, you had already, were you on parole or probation or something?
Probation.
For what? DWIs or something?
Burglary.
Okay.
In the third degree.
So what were you burglarizing, sir?
I wasn't.
You wasn't?
This is now the alcohol. I went into a Circle K, I've been in 100 different times. It was right down the street from where I lived. And naturally, I was drinking. And I went and got a beer, and I said, give me all of your money. Well, she turned around and says, get it yourself. And so we were around, I said, I'm just kidding, and I left. Well, the next day in the paper, it said somebody tried to rob that Circle K. So I called the Mason police and said, it was me, but it wasn't, that's not how it was. And they told me to come in, and they talked to me, and they told me to write it up, and if the county attorney vowed on me, they would send me something in the mail. Well, I never did get anything in the mail, but I did get pulled over again. And they arrested me, and the time I went to trial, to court and everything, they gave me a plea bargain for third degree burglary, about for 2 years probation. And that's when I had the accident.
So that's what happened to you.
I've been a person who had the law where you committed a date, you found on my parole or probation, and you're found guilty by a jury, it's 25 to life automatic. No, it just can't do anything about it.
Okay. Let me make sure that I understand this, sir. It seems to me, and I may not understand it correct, that as it relates to restitution, that when we went to the clerk of the court, they couldn't find anything, but subsequently they found something in there. You have to pay $50 a month on restitution, is that correct, sir?
Yeah, I've been paying that since July.
So how did they find it? What happened there, sir?
Restitution?
Yes, sir. At first they couldn't find it, then they found it, and then
they couldn't find it, and then he looked in the sentence report and he found it. I've been when I was in prison, I go to my counselor and ask him, you know, do I have some restitution? Because they were starting to take it out of your pay in there. And I didn't care, I didn't mind that. But everybody kept saying, no, you don't have any. And then I've had 4 parole officers in 4 years. And this guy, I'm an old school guy, so he goes back and he looks, and I like him. And he found this restitution, and now I got to pay it. And that's what I send every month, $50.
Okay, now I see that you're quite active in the church. What do you do in the church, sir?
What I do in church?
Yes, sir, I see you're quite active. You're a board member or something. What do you do in the church?
Church.
I'm a board member.
Well, what does a board member do, sir?
Well, we're a non-denominational church. We have 6 board members, and we decide where to spend the money, who to hire to be the preacher, and, you know, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
So you're a big shot in the church.
Pardon?
I said, you're a big shot in the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a big shot.
I'm a guy, they knew the story on me. I've been in prison 27 years, and they asked me one day, because I wasn't helping down in there, would I be on the board? And I said, you know the story, right? They're not going to like it here, some of them. And they said, yeah, we don't care. We want you on the board. And I've been here for the last 2 years.
Okay, sir.
And I did a testimony in church. They had asked me to do that. Everybody knows what I did. I never said I didn't. I took responsibility. I crippled the guy. He didn't deserve that. I deserved to go to prison. I wasn't thinking that much time, but it didn't matter.
Okay, so
I gave a testimony at church, and there were 200 people there, and they stood up and clapped, and some of my ladies were crying. And it's moving. Now, if I get absolute discharge, I want to vote. I've never voted before. I want to be able to vote. And 3 months ago, I went to a federal penitentiary out here. I was invited to be a guest speaker on some DOC, Department of Corrections, state was, and federal, on how we can keep people from coming back to prison. And I guess I'm a success story. I mean, I had lots of help, but you got to do it yourself, actually. And I have no desire to drink alcohol again. I go to 2 meetings a week. They're right there in Tucson Estates. I can't do any more than what I'm doing now. If you turn me down, my life won't change. And they're still going just the way it is. I go home, I'm home at 8:30 at night. I'm in bed. I'm up at 4 o'clock. And also, I have another job now. In Tucson Estates, they hired me 4 weeks ago as a pool tech. So I go, I'm just on the weekend. At 4 in the morning till 10, and I clean the pool and make sure the chemicals are right and all that. And 6 hours on a weekend. It's kind of fun.
Now, let me ask this, sir. And I'm serious. If this board decides to put you on absolute discharge, will you go out and start drinking then, sir?
I'll never drink again, no matter what. Well, if you give it to me, you don't give it to me.
You sure you're not going to drink again, sir?
Never.
Never?
I have no desire to that. The only time I've ever been in trouble in my life, alcohol was...
I don't understand that, but get back to the microphone so that we can record that, sir. If we have to catch you when you're drinking, we're having to record it, sir.
The only time I've ever been in trouble in my life, alcohol was involved in. Why would I? And I spent 27 years in there.
I just want to make sure,
that's
sir.
That's a long time.
That's a long time, sir.
And I learned some things.
Yes, sir.
That I won't have number 27 in me. So there'll be no drinking.
Yeah, yes. But you're 67 years old now, aren't you?
I'm 67.
Yes, sir. So you don't want to spend no 20-odd years again.
I work all the time, 7 days a week.
Yes, sir. Well, you look young to be 67. But what I'm going to do now, because I don't know how long your senior parole officer can stay on the line, I'm going to see if he has anything to say, and then I'll come back to board members. Senior parole officer Sellers, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think you want to give us your name again, sir.
Victor Settles, S-E-T-T-L-E-S.
And you, what's your title, sir?
Senior Parole Officer from the Tucson office.
Thank you, sir. And I think you heard what Mr. Swiglin said to us. Anything you want to tell us, and we do have your report, just for the record, we do have a progress report that you submitted to the board with your signature, and you write almost as good as I do with your signature, sir. But anything else you want to tell the board at this time about how Mr. Freeland is doing, as on a serious note, how's he doing? As he's looking forward, or he's petitioned the board for an absolute discharge, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm not the assigned PO. I am that assigned PO's supervisor. But I was just reviewing the notes for that officer, and all the notes that I was reviewing, there has not been one issue since he's been on supervision. No violation of his conditions or no issues addressed. It appears that he has done very well while he's been on supervision.
Okay. And that goes all the way back to 2014, sir?
Let me see where I last left off, because I just kept going back and going back to the notes. Right now I'm on 2015, and I'm not seeing any issues regarding his violation of any conditions whatsoever. All of his UA tests were negative. He seems to be stable out there in the community and employed, as he said, in that community he's living at. So it appears there are no issues with the supervision.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir.
Okay.
All right. Don't see any questions for you, sir, by other board members. Oh, I'm sorry. I just have
one quick question, because we were previously scheduled for a parole hearing, and you didn't show up, dude. Can you tell us why?
Yeah. They said that you were scheduled for parole and you didn't show up. That's what they said that they did. His parole officer didn't notify him.
They didn't notify me. They thought I was going to get a letter in the mail. I was ready to go anytime.
Okay.
He called me up and apologized to me.
Okay.
And said, you don't send letters anymore. So he apologized to me for missing. He was going to try to make it right and set up another meeting.
All right, I just wanted to get that on record, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I was ready to go down there. I'm only 15 minutes away from that place, 10 minutes away.
Okay.
Just thinking, I'm going to Johnson. Any other questions? Parole officer, anything else you want to add, sir?
No, sir. There really is not much to add other than he's done well on supervision.
Well, you can feel free to stay on the line. We're going to continue the hearing. We just wanted to give you the opportunity just in case you had something else to do, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, board members. Do any board members have any questions for Mr. Freeland? I think I've asked all that. I feel like asking him to go. Any questions for board members for Mr. Freeland at this time? I don't see any questions from the board members. I see you have a supporter here. Do you plan to make a statement, ma'am?
Sure do.
So please come on up and state your name and your
name. My name is Karen Robbins.
And how did you know this young man?
I was married to him twice and divorced him twice.
Oh.
And we have a child. I think you were here before when I was here.
Uh-huh.
When we got him out. Okay, I'll try to make it quick. We have a son together, and he's 46 years old now. My husband and I helped him get on parole back February 24th, 14. And I still believe, and I want to stress again, that it was a horrible accident. And it was his fault. He was a drunk driver. This being said, it still remains sad but true. There are two entire families here that are victims, police chief's family and our family. And he has lost all his relatives while he was in prison. This is why I helped him get out, because he has no living relatives. His mom died, his dad died, his grandparents. He has a sister who's 5 years younger than him. She died. He has children and grandchildren. So, and I'll never forget, before his mom died, and she said, what would happen to my son when I die? And being a mother in my late 60s, and seeing his life in prison, that is so sad for a mother. No mother wants her child to be in prison or do something to go to prison. So I'm not making light of the suffering for the police chief. His family suffered severely also. But this was an accident, and alcohol was involved. And I'm here to testify that I know 100% that Thomas Freeland has not touched a drop of alcohol. And trust me when I say I've been with him every day since he's been granted parole. And a lot of people say that the warden was probably easier for him to deal with than me. And it hasn't been easy, but he's done real well. And for me to say that, he goes to AA. There's a Ted that comes and gets him, but there's the AA guy in prison, and he comes to the house, and he took Jerry to, well, I didn't say Jerry, but he took him to the prison, and he, 2 days, and he gave speeches and stuff, and he's done very well, and I would like to ask him to please find it in your heart to give him a chance, and I think he finally deserves it, and for me to say that, that says a lot.
Thank you
very much for your time.
Let me see if the board members might have any questions for you, ma'am. I don't think board members have any questions for you. Okay, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for your patience this morning. Board members, any further questions about board members for Mr. Freeland? The board members don't have any further questions for you. We are coming towards the end of your hearing, sir. But this is your hearing. Now we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board where the board goes into discussion and makes its decision, sir. So anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
I think pretty much everything has been said. I'm trying to do my, I'm doing what I should have done 40 years ago. Now, when you're a drinker, you're a taker. What can you people do for me? Well, I'm not that person anymore. So now I got to give back to the community in a way that I can and still be happy. You know, there's people that call me all the time. Can you put a light bulb in for me? Or I have to go, a lady and her husband, she had to go to the hospital. They live in Tucson, the state's right there for me. She was worried because he can get there, drive it, but he can't find his way back. So I went with him 4 days, so I was a navigator back. She stayed in the hospital. And I was supposed to be a navigator because I don't drive a car. I don't have a license. I choose not to drive anymore. And that's what I did for 4 days. And I didn't mind that. I thought it was great. Of course, I got us lost 50 miles out of the way when we went to Thornydale because the navigator didn't know how to use them either. But I don't want to sound sappy or anything, but I'm enjoying my community. I mean, everything here, bank, hardware store, restaurants, barber shops, I never have to leave, really. And if I go to Walmart or somewhere, she'll take me, or people are asking me all the time, do I want to go to the store with them? We have a bus. They go. I just want to be free. But we never know. I mean, they gave me a chance in 2014. I didn't let them down. My house all days are over with. I just want to be happy, live with my dog, and that's it.
What's your dog's name, sir?
Pete. The reason we got the name Pete, when I got him, I put him on a couch and I gave him one of the pepperoni sticks and he stuck it in the mouth and he sat there at the side of it. And when I used to go from school with my grandparents, how my grandpa was sitting on a couch with a big cigar in his mouth. And that's how he looked like Pete.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir, well, we're coming to a end of your hearing. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. Just the five of us talking to each other. Following this discussion, the board will make a determination whether to place you on, or to grant you, whether absolute discharge or whether not to. So just please have a seat while the board is going to talk. And once we finish talking, then we're going to ask you to stand up again and we'll tell you what the board has said, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, board members, the board is now in discussion. Board members, I'm never impressed when it comes to absolute discharges because that's total freedom at that point. And when I read this information, this application, I'm saying, what kind of person are we dealing with? And because the only thing that we knew about you was what we read, because none of us was on the board when you were released. I came on the board a few months after you were placed on supervision. The rest of them came on since I have, so none of us knew you. But just had an opportunity to talk to you this morning. This afternoon, you've been very impressive. And without going on and on and on, because I could filibuster from now on, I'm not going to filibuster anymore. I think it might be appropriate at this time. I think that he's earned it to grant him the absolute discharge, but I would prefer now listening to other board members because I usually speak last, but I've spoken already. So the absolute discharge from supervision, that's a 414 release type that recommended. Yes, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
I certainly agree with you, Dr. Wright. I think his involvement twice a week at AA meetings is important, and I really appreciate his statement about when you're an alcoholic, when you drink, you're a taker. And he's at a point in his life when he's ready to become a giver, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Yes, Honorable Mr. Neal.
Well, I have to say, this has been one of the most important hearings I've sat in a long time. And I think Mr. Freeman might do well in the stand-up comedian. It's it's very heartwarming to see something like this, because it's proof that our system can work. I understand that I was in a traffic accident, reconstructionist for years. With the type sentence that Mr. Freeman got for the accident and everything, it's a long time for that type of a crime. But it seems to have come through rather well with his attitude, I'm just very impressed by him, and I think he has earned the right to be able to go out there and not worry about a PO to talk to.
Anything, Honorable Mr. Goins?
Just very briefly, I do also want to add that I recognize that he's saddled with restitution for some time, but that he did put in a good faith effort to look into his restitution along the way, and I think that's very meaningful. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything, Honorable Mr. Johnson?
No, I agree.
Hearing nothing, then therefore I'm going to offer a motion at this time. My motion is going to be to grant absolute discharge to Mr. Thomas Freeman, and that is a 414 absolute discharge from supervision, and that is my motion to grant.
Second.
Motion by myself, said to you right, listen, who seconded it? I don't know.
Two.
It was
either me or Mr. Neal.
Well, since you're on this item, I'm going to give you credit for it. Okay, with Mr. Rittenhouse, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, this board has voted unanimously to grant you absolute discharge, and that is absolute discharge from supervision. That's 414, and you will receive necessary paperwork. Where necessary paperwork will go to the DOC, and then it will be made official to you. Thank you so very much for coming today. Thank you so very much. We wish you the best, sir. Good luck, and we keep up the great work, sir.
Yep.
And please don't disappoint us, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Because I don't cook, I got a dog. He don't allow you to eat in there.
Well, I like your story about how you named the dog. I said, I really like the story about how you named your dog.
It's true.
Not too many people think that. Okay, well, I'm going to leave it for lunch now.